I am in total support of the young people of my nation, Uganda, and anyone who would rise against corruption in this world, because we all know what corruption has done to our economy. Today, as we talk about my home here in Uganda, our country, the youth have lost hope. Not only the youth, even us, the members of parliament, we've been talking about this day in, day out. A few of us who have stood for the common cause of the local person, of the common people. And the corruption we are talking about, either in parliament or in any arm of this government, it is only by a few members. It is not for all of us, not at all. But the few have amassed money that is even worth the budget of the whole nation, of the whole financial year of this nation. And the youth are hopeless.
There have been anti-corruption institutions, even at the presidency, to fight corruption. Why hasn't this problem been resolved in government institutions, including parliament?
We have numerous institutions. Even tomorrow, they may create another institution. But I want to call upon the youth of Uganda that their cause is genuine. Because these institutions, we have the IGG, that is the Inspector General of Government. We have the State House Anti-Corruption Unit. We have Harris State House Anti-Corruption Unit. We have numerous of them. I cannot mention all of them now. But I want to tell you, the corruption is well embedded. It is a syndicate. Some people have done institutionalized it for years. It has become a culture. And when the youth see all these institutions are not doing anything, when they rise up, some of us may be forced to join them. However, we call upon government, these institutions, to raise up, to do their work. The president is suffering every day, creating institutions to fight corruption, but corruption is even becoming worse every day. And we can't sit down. Some of us are about to join this generation to make sure our country is secured for the future. And when they come up, really, I am in 100% support of their cause.
The Speaker of Parliament, Madam Anita Among, has been cited as one of the problems in Parliament. They are calling on her to resign. But in your view, do you think the accusations against the Speaker of Parliament is fair? Because some of her supporters are saying the criticisms are unfair because there are equally corrupt people in other government institutions.
The corruption in Uganda, Anita, is not the problem. Anita is not the problem. Parliament is not the problem. The problem is the system that has been here for centuries. The lack of the willingness, the lack of patriotism of the people who have been given responsibilities, they have made it in such a way that it is a day-to-day life. They think they are entitled. And Anita is a peanut in the scandals of corruption. If we had to fight the greed, nepotism, corruption, embezzlement, abuse of office here in my home, in my country here, as citizens, we need to sit down and first love our country first. Because I want to tell you, the institutions of corruption, it's not only Anita. It is not only whoever. It is the whole system. We shall go in education, we find corruption. We shall go in a health sector, there will be a lot of corruption. If we go into the Ministry of Works, you shall find corruption. Everywhere is corruption. Even those institutions which have been given the responsibility to fight corruption, they also corrupt themselves.
What do you think is the best way forward to resolve this systematic problem of corruption that you talked about?
This systematic way of corruption, number one, we should go the China way. Everyone should know that corruption is indeed a vampire that is sucking the blood of this nation, and we should make it very hard for any corrupt officer to really have the next of tomorrow. China here, some of them were put even on gunpoint and shot dead. We should make life very hard for our corrupt officers here. And even those who are the beneficiaries of corruption, like we should go for lifestyle audit. If someone's salary has been 1 million, how come on his account he has more than $2 million. How many Americans have got $2 million on their account?